B-Pod Studios.
The Pats, the Sox, the Bruins, the Celtics, the Reds, the Sports Hub, the website, 98.5thesportshub.com. The Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because it's not enough, and I'm Curtis Blow, and these are the Brains.
Oh, Curtis Blow, you have not aged well.
I thought that was Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds at the beginning. Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody, clap your hands.
The idea that Curtis Blow was famous for rapping is just outstanding.
He wrote Dan Roach's favorite rap song, Basketball.
I hated Curtis Blow when I was like 5. Yeah, not good.
I knew the song Basketball. That was it.
I like to dribble up and down the court.
Dr. Jake and Moses Malone, beep on the microphone.
I just remember thinking he sucked when I was a kid. All right.
By the way, 9:20, Patrice Bergeron will join us.
With a big announcement.
Big announcement.
Big announcement.
Guess what it is? Yeah, 9:20, we will have him on. All right, so Fred, if anything, this show is extremely plugged in to pop culture and what's going on.
Yes.
So, Fred, this weekend, I believe it was, no, this weekend, it was on Wednesday, they announced the nominees for the Grammys this year.
Okay, the very relevant Grammy Awards.
The very relevant, highly rated Grammys. And Fred, there are 8 songs nominated for Record of the Year.
All right.
Joe Murray, I need your help.
Yes.
Over under on how many artists Fred will be able to identify by me playing a clip from the Record of the Year nominees.
2.
All right.
Ooh. I'm not even throwing a hook in.
Okay. So I am telling you this, is that
Two and a half.
I don't listen to Top 40 radio in the car, even when my kids are in the car. I don't go to the grocery store. And I don't know where, and I don't go to like normal people, like dance clubs that would play this kind of music.
You just have to, for a handful of these, you just have to exist to have heard them.
If it was in a, if it's in a commercial, then that might help.
The money's coming in at 1.5 in my ear with people in the back room. So right. I want to tell you, I only know 4 of them, and I doubt you know.
Okay,
them.
Okay. So, and if I've heard a song, it might be during that stupid spin class my wife makes me go to, which means they threw a beat behind it, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay, looking at the 8 of these, I would have been able to identify the artist on 1, 2, 3, 4, I would have done pretty well. I would have gotten 5. I would have gotten 5 of these.
5 out of 8.
Yep. I would have gotten 5 out of 8. The other ones I would have had no clue.
Okay.
So we're going 2.5 on Fred. What are you taking?
We're going to go 1.5. The money came in.
Okay.
But I think you should be able to get 2.
Okay. I'm going to try my hardest.
Can I weigh in?
Dan, you can weigh in.
The money was coming in from the back here.
Okay.
I'm going to go, if we had laid it at 1/2, I would have gone under.
Okay, wow. So you're saying I know 0 of these songs.
There's one.
It's not your fault, Fred.
There's one on here he will definitely know. I'm confident he'll know. Okay. And if he doesn't know, I will be truly shocked.
Okay, yeah. Again, I'm explaining myself because I think sometimes people think I'm trying to be cool, which I'm not.
Exactly.
I don't know a situation where I'd hear these songs. Because at the gym, even when the times I go to the gym, they play like classic rock. So, I don't know.
Sporting events? Do you go to sporting events?
I mean, your kids? Do they even listen to these people? Like,
my kids listen to, like, mumble rap and stuff like that.
Okay. It might help you.
Well, then,
I don't pay attention to what's going on.
Okay. All right.
It's just if I hear the N-word, I'm like, oh, God.
I'm going to say that Fred is going to know 2 of these.
Okay. 2.5.
Okay, I'm going under then.
All right.
All right, Fred, here is Record of the Year nominee number 1.
What the hell is that?
In fairness, that's one I wouldn't have known, but I think Nick in the other room can't stand up right now because it's one of his favorites.
Oh, God.
It's Bon Iver. Isn't it? Am I saying that right?
Oh, boo. You like him?
It's a band, not a guy,
but
right?
It's a guy. It's like basically bon a guy, right? It's like a guy. Ew. And even the way you pronounce it, Bon Iver. Bon Iver. What about this is good?
I agree with you, Fred. Not good.
Now, when does it kick in? When is like the metal guitar?
No, this is just very sad. At least Dashboard Confessional. Or emo, and then at least they give you a hook here and there.
Screaming infidelities.
I'd rather listen
your
to that
everywhere.
Than that stupid Dashboard. I hate that guy.
Well, of course. I don't like him, but at least there was a hook.
Okay. All right. So you're 0 for 1 right now. 0 for 1.
How do you pronounce it?
Bon Iver.
Oh, you're right. So fun. Does he have a beard? The leader?
Yeah, thumbs up, of course. They all look like Nick. I'd love some fresh craft beer.
Can you, again?
I wear my flannel all year.
That's sick. That's
and
great.
I've got a woolen cap.
Let's drive
even
to Vermont.
It's July.
Let's drive to Vermont.
Don't knock Vermont.
No, to just get beer. Like people on Facebook, like with their thumbs up that they drove to Vermont.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Did they go to Alchemy or whatever that was?
The Alchemist.
They're like, hey, great.
All right, now here's one that I would have gotten, Fred. I love this person.
It's not Cardi B, but it's the one that used to be the stripper.
Nope. She's got like better songs than this. That is Lizzo.
Okay.
Lizzo. She's the one who's got that song 100% That Bitch. Yeah.
Lizzo sounds like a sitcom.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Dude, she's the best. Matter of fact, at the MTV Awards, she came out, and the one big prop that she had about her was a giant ass.
She's a larger woman.
And her songs are about being proud of being huge.
She's awesome.
Oh, Lizzo kills. Dude, if you saw her in concert, you'd have the time of your
life. She can rap. I mean, I don't know if it's rap, but I don't know what it is.
Can you find the song, Where the Hell My Phone?
Heavy flow.
Where the hell my phone?
Where the hell my phone? Dude,
where the hell my pads?
You would actually like Lizzo. Okay, you're 0 for 2.
heavy flow.
No, she's awesome. I'm telling you.
She rules.
She's awesome.
You'd love Lizzo.
Lizzo sounds like a daytime talk show. It's Lizzo.
It might be soon. Who knows?
All right, you're 0 for 2. Here is number 3. Let's see if Frank can identify how many of the record of the year is right now.
Can't nobody tell me.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That's the... Warren Horst.
If you don't get this one.
No, I know it.
I know you know the song. Who is it?
Billy Ray Cyrus is on it.
Yeah?
Oh, Jesus. He's on TV.
We got to give him a hit. No, hit.
This is, dude,
I know this song. Obviously, I've heard it a million times.
You don't know who sings it?
This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's Billy Ray Cyrus right in the background.
Lil Nas X.
Thank God.
No, I couldn't avoid that song. I think they like did it at a play at my kid's school.
Of course they did. That's kids
Thank
love that.
God.
Oh my goodness.
I would have called myself out. That would have sounded like I was faking.
With Music Bed, partially made by who? What band? Nine Inch Nails. That is a Nine Inch Nails sample that is on there. As a matter of fact, he just won a country music
country
award.
Country star, Trent Reznor.
That's right.
So he collected all the money for
it. All right, so there's the one, possibly. Well, he's 1 for 3. Who is this?
Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
Start it over. And I'll tell you the part where I punch him. All right, here we go.
Can we just talk?
Okay.
Can we just talk about how it comes before we get
It's like Leo Sayer with it.
Leo Sayer? That's a random.
Look at the Gift Brothers. Like the one who OD'd.
So I take it you don't know who that is.
No, I've never heard that in my life.
That's Khaled.
But I did. What?
Not Khaled. DJ. Not DJ Khaled.
Not DJ Khaled.
Okay. I was going to say that for a fat guy, he can get up there.
Or is that one Khalid?
Is that one Khalid?
Okay, because I know it's DJ Khaled. Is that one Khalid? Okay.
Nice. I mean, listen, I've got these. Oh, my wife's texting me answers.
No, flip your phone over.
No. She just
tell her to stop with the Soul Cycle cheating.
I know she's got all the Soul Cycle. I mean, I was spinning the new DJ Shadow record.
All right, you got one for four.
DJ Shadow's a DJ. I was playing one of those songs.
One for four. Record of the year. Over under was 2.5. That's right. I said he'd get two. Here we go. This is your one for four. Here's your fifth one. What if nothing ever
will change? All right, I don't know the song. I've never heard it, but I'm going to say Haisley.
Who?
Haisley.
Halsey or?
Halsey.
No, it's H-E-R. I have no idea who that is either.
Who?
H-E-R.
Okay.
I guess that's her.
Yeah, I've heard it once.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know that.
That's the part of Saturday Night Live where I don't watch it on the AV Club.
All right. So you are one for five with three more left. Here we go, Fred. Record of the year nominees. Does Fred know any of them?
I mean, no.
Oh, give it time.
Just listen. I hate this woman's voice, but she's got a million hits.
Is it Beyonce?
Nope. Keep going through.
Former child star.
She has another song called Break Up With Your Boyfriend because of
Ariana Grande.
There you go.
Yeah, but we gave you hints on that one. I don't think we should give it. Yeah, should we give it to him? We gave you too many hints.
Yeah.
That's what Lizzo's name should be.
You know what's funny? If you played me Ariana Grande from her show, the Disney Channel shows, I'd be all over those.
Okay, Fred. This is the second one that I thought you might get.
Like Victorious, where she wasn't even the star.
This is the second one that I thought you might get. You ready?
Yeah. So you're a tough guy, like you're really
rough guy. Just can't get enough guy. You could not escape this song anywhere.
I seem to have escaped it. You're that type. I'm the bad guy.
I mean, is this the biggest song of the year?
It's on there.
Couldn't escape this anywhere.
I don't know. Maybe Lady Gaga is the song of the year. I don't know.
Liz Phair?
Yes, it's Supernova Part 2.
Is that Slater Kinney?
No, that is Billie Eilish. Bad guy.
Okay.
She's that 18-year-old?
Well, I don't care for that. That All is right. far too young.
Oh, so you have one last one.
Come on,
one
man.
Last one, Fred.
All right. Here
will
we go.
You indeed get this? This is will you hit the two? He's going to be the under no matter what.
A lot of money.
You might get this one, actually. This is a good song.
I think you will.
You ready? And you'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. I think your love would be too much. You'll be left in the dust unless I stuck by you. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower.
Well, that's great imagery. You're a sunflower. If I was a girl, I'd immediately leave.
Don't give him a hint.
I'm wondering if you played another song, he'd get it.
No, that's his biggest. Well, that's probably his biggest hit. I know it because it's in the Spider-Man movie.
Does he have tattoos on his face?
Oh, he does.
Is it Post Malone?
Oh, Freddie T! Coming through with two. Congratulations.
I never heard that song in my life.
Technically, he went over.
Did you look at your phone?
No, his phone's over there.
Okay, Dan was calling you out a second ago.
I think you went over. You got Ariana Grande.
Bird was calling you out. He goes, he's looking at his phone.
We gave him way too many hints. Ariana Grande does not count.
No, Ariana Grande doesn't count.
That does not count.
Even though she was on Victorious, where she was the third best looking girl. If you went to Victoria, and not the star. Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
Make it stop.
Like, it's giving me that, like, a headache. When did he pick up the British accent?
All of a sudden.
Halfway through. Can we just talk? Ew. No, I don't know that song. I
gotta take you. Now you gotta see Lizzo. Like, I mean, just YouTube one of her concerts. Lizzo is awesome. All you guys find that song? Where the hell my phone?
I don't know.
All right, we'll come out of the break with it.
All right.
She's awesome.
All right. I guess that Terrell Davis got very feisty with Stephen
Terrell
A.
Smith. Owens. Terrell Owens and Stephen A. Smith got in a fight yesterday.
All right. We will hear that in just a moment.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Okay, 2:15 and the lights come on. Where my phone? Looking around like where my phone?
Well, Rich showed me a picture. Showed me a picture of this chick.
Lizzo,
and there was just a big butt as the backdrop.
I was watching the MTV Awards, and when she came out, and just the backdrop is a just gigantic ass. I was actually laughing so hard that I took a picture of it on TV and texted it to my wife. Like, it's the greatest thing I've seen on TV.
Well, you were giving me a quiz on the Grammy nominees, and my daughter called me, Zoe.
Yeah.
What'd you say
you're stupid.
What?
You're stupid.
Okay, how am I supposed to know what those songs are?
Because you're smart, kind of.
But my intelligence has nothing to do with whether I know those songs or not.
You should know who sings the songs.
You knew all those songs?
Some of them, yes. Some of them.
So you just called me and you said you're stupid. That was the thing that you said.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I didn't know more of those songs. What's your favorite song? What's your favorite song?
What's your favorite song?
I don't have one.
You like that Kanye West song? Drug dealing just to get by. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Huh?
Jersey Shore.
All right, Jersey Shore, yes.
I have her favorite song right here. It's
Can We Just Talk? Oh! Can We Just Talk About
Zoe, what did Diener and Snooki do?
They made out.
Thank you, Zoe. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Were they wearing this on a road trip up to Burlington?
You hit the best line. This is like craft beer music.
I just saw Nick in the other room just going, oh, yeah, this is the stuff.
And I have to imagine they're electric live.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. All right.
The only Bon I like is one that ends with Jovi.
That's right. How dare you try to get involved in that. All right. So what is this from, Rick?
Okay, so this is from the Stephen A. Smith Yells at Max Kellerman show on ESPN. And so they were discussing the Colin Kaepernick situation, Fred. And Stephen A. Smith, if you didn't see it over the weekend, had a very controversial opinion on it. He goes, Colin Kaepernick, he doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play. He hijacked all this because he does not want to be an NFL player. He wants to be a martyr. And so somehow, I don't know the backstory on how Terrell Owens got so pissed. Like, did he say something on Twitter to piss off Stephen A. Smith? I'm not sure, but all it did was it ended up with Terrell Owens on First Take. And here's how things went down between the two of them.
So what he wanted was transparency for people to see the full workout, to see the full Colin Kaepernick. Again, you mentioned obviously Max is going to get in here. And like I said, I'm in the streets. Max almost seems blacker than you, Stephen A., with what
time
he
out.
With he's
time
coming,
out.
You
time
know,
out,
with
this. Bottom feeder.
Time out. Oh, man, now I'm about to get serious. I'm speaking in my serious voice.
I'm out. I'm a bottom feeder. I love ass.
I mean, he has got on record as saying,
I'm a bottom feeder. Ass. All of ass.
What do you like there, Stephen A. Smith?
Always ass. I'm in front of a room full of women. I like what y'all sitting on.
What?
You sitting on your ass.
He does like that.
Always ass. Always hidden cameras.
What?
Ain't no bathroom safe. Always tingle. All right, here we go.
Max almost seems blacker than you, Stephen A. with his commentary.
With all due respect, my brother. You don't,
I'm just saying,
Tom, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna check you right now. You don't cross
the
line.
I'm just saying.
Tom. Wait a minute. You don't cross the line. First of all, like I said, you, Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reed, any of y'all that want to debate me in front of black people and talk about what's best for black people, name the time and place, I'll show up. I don't want to hear, what's the definition of blackness? Is there a definitive definition of blackness? Why are you giving the impression that because I don't march lockstep with every single thing that Colin Kaepernick wants? Okay, excuse me. Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm not agreeing.
Wait a minute.
I'm not agreeing with everything that Colin Kaepernick has done.
I'm not saying that, but you just sat up there and used an expression. More blacker. Excuse me, I'm from Hollis, Queens, New York City. You ain't the only brother out there that's in the street.
Oh my God! So he's like, now he's about to do his street cred.
Well, he's from Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens, mm-hmm. rice and roni, macaroni and cheese.
It's about to be that time of year. We hear that song a million times everywhere we go.
I remember when I used to like it. They stole the sample from Backdoor Santa, which is the laziest. They took a Christmas song and sampled it.
Well, I mean, is it any worse than "I'll Be Missing You" by Puff Daddy, where they just rapped over "Every Breath You Take"?
At least "Every Breath You Take" is about a stalker. So just take a song about Christmas that doesn't sound like a Christmas song. They call me Backdoor Santa. All right. Well,
as far as people I like better in that conversation, I'll go Stephen A. Smith a million times out of a million. Because Terrell Owens one time came on our show. Do you remember when there was that diving show that they did? Yeah. And basically the whole thing was just so Louis Anderson had to dive. Like, he was one of the contestants on there. Well, Terrell Owens came on with us. And you know how these interviews work. You talk about, you know, anything but the thing that they're plugging for the first 70%, and then the last 30% of the interview, you of course talk about their project.
Yeah, you bookend. You plug it at the beginning, and then you plug it at the end.
We were one question in to our interview with Terrell Owens, and here's what happened.
I thought we were talking about diving. You know, other than that, if it's not, you know, talking about the diving competition, then I don't really want to, you know, go any further with this interview.
All right.
Okay, and then Fred hung up on him, and that was it. It was like a 45-second interview.
Yeah.
I think that might have been it.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. By the way, I wouldn't put my background up against. I wouldn't challenge Terrell Owens on his background. If you do any research into that guy's life, oh my God! I mean, he lived in basically a shanty with, you know, 15 people in it. Terrell Owens had a terrible, terrible childhood. So. Not that it's pertinent to any conversation, but I'm just saying.
Sure.
It's hard not. If you, like, watch anything or read anything about the way Terrell Owens grew up, it's very hard not to feel sympathetic for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he grew up in that way.
Well, I always feel sympathetic for Stephen A. Smith when he's deprived of that sweet ass.
Always, always ass.
What are you there, Stephen A. Smith?
I'm a bottom feeder.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Yeah, when I found out what that was, I got grossed out.
How did you not know instantly what that was?
I don't know. It did never occur to me.
So it says, I love how Terrell Owens corrects Stephen A's grammar, though. When Stephen A says, you use the term more blacker, Terrell Owens says, more black.
Listen, who knows? But you know Max Kellerman, though, was like so happy. There's like a Pete Davidson joke where he goes, there's like nothing better than when a black guy compliments your sneakers. And it happened to me, like here. And it was that thrill. Can you imagine when Max Kellerman heard, like, you're black, and then Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman was probably...
He's seen my rap video.
He's probably like, oh, that's right. I was like, yeah, not so fast. Not so fast.
Kellerman rap.
That's right. Not so fast with Max Kellerman.
I mean, yeah.
New York's a state, my city's in. A man who I hate, I pity him like a Branch Davidian.
That's Max Kellerman right there.
Got stamina, got hands of stone like the champ from Panama.
The best is that they hired, like, tough guys to stand behind him and nod approvingly. Like, this guy doesn't look like a dork.
If you want to see who the best be, come and test me. Come and test me. Come and test me. Got star.
All right. Well, Danny Ainge was on the show yesterday, and he had some comments about when Kyrie Irving is scheduled return to the Boston Garden, which will be happening on Wednesday. And he riled some people up with his comments, and we can discuss that further. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
You know, I just really thought it was important to make sure it's known that, you know, this franchise is really built for the next few years of being at the top tier of teams in the league. And who wouldn't want to be a part of that? I mean, you know, what more could you ask for from an organization?
You look happy.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. I really feel that this is a place for me. You know, simply put, the future is very bright in Boston, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
98.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. That is Kyrie Irving when he was here, of course, playing the Boston fans, playing the organization, keeping on saying that he was going to stay, all the while making plans to leave. And you found out that, you know, he informed Danny Ainge very early, I guess, before free agency even began.
He said that, and then once he became a member of the Nets, that he was always going to end up back at home. So, I mean, this is something that had been in his head. So whether or not you believed what he said at that thing at the beginning of the season before last, where he said, if they'll have me back, I'm going to resign here. And the place went nuts. And then there was, of course, the commercial where I wear this number because I don't want anyone else to wear it. And then you had, of course, the unceremonious exit and all the crap that happened afterwards, where he was asked about having a discussion with Kevin Durant at the All-Star break. And he was like, who do you think you are? You know what? You're just making all this stuff up. And he got in those people's faces. And then it was confirmed that, yes, he was indeed discussing going to the Nets during that All-Star break.
And Nick Kroll, who might be the funniest person in the world right now, was in the movie with Kyrie Irving.
Uncle Drew.
And I know he took the job because he's a big basketball fan. But what did he compare?
He said, because I asked him, I was like, what is it like? What was it like working with Kyrie Irving? And he goes, you know, Kyrie Irving was almost like working with a cat. You didn't want to ever approach it too fast. You kind of waited for it to come to you. And then when it was the time, then you could speak with it.
Yeah.
But other than that, you had to kind of mind yourself around it.
So Kyrie Irving, an odd gentleman to say the least, but Danny Ainge was on the show yesterday, and Rich, you had a question for him.
Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving is scheduled to return to the TD Garden. Will you have a video tribute?
You know, I don't know that. I'm not in charge of our game ops. I don't know what's going on there. And, but I'm not the right person to ask on that question. I have no idea what's going on.
Do you think they should?
Sure.
He did accomplish a lot.
You know, listen, I mean, it was a very good situation with Kyrie. Kyrie was in a good place and things were looking good for a year and a half, and they went sour. And you've heard me say this, but not all to Kyrie's. And he is blamed for a lot of the sour of last year, and I just think it's much, much bigger than that. So I don't have any grudges against Kyrie. I'm grateful that he gave us a chance, and it didn't work out. And it wasn't his fault it didn't work out. It was a lot of people's fault, including my own.
What do you think the crowd reaction will be if you have a video tribute for Kyrie Irving on Wednesday?
I don't know. You guys would have a better feel for that than I would. I don't know.
It will be deafening boos. Deafening boos if you guys do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I think that's a sad commentary. But, you know, I understand it just because I know that there's been a lot of negative attention.
Well, I mean, he said he was going to sign here.
I understand. I understand all that. I just think that that's a bad conclusion to come to. I mean, that's not really fair.
Okay, first of all, we're back live. I think that, obviously, Danny Ainge needed to say that.
Yeah, like, there's no incentive for him to say anything else.
Yeah, you say that if you're Danny Ainge, because, obviously, you don't want to piss off really any players, and there's still people who I know who like Kyrie Irving, and you know that you don't want to have that kind of reputation that some owners have, where they talk trash on players once they leave. You don't want to do that at all. It was a good business move to say that. All of that being said, he couldn't be more wrong in his perception of what people around the city think. If Kyrie Irving comes back, and by the way, there is a now 4 games in a row that Kyrie Irving has not played. Does he have one this weekend, and then the next game is Wednesday?
Sunday against the Knicks in New York.
Okay. So this is rest, or is he injured?
It's a shoulder thing that they're saying now. But as the time goes on, you have to wonder whether this is a concerted effort to keep him off the court. And the only reason I would say that is if he didn't have a history of, you know, being soft as puppy crap. Like, he did not play. There were a couple games he did not play when they were against Cleveland. Remember, the first time he went back, he didn't play. And you remember Game 7, he didn't even show up when the Celtics played him in he didn't even show up for that. So he was getting his nose done or something like that.
Yeah, that was something that, you know, that he was being really insincere about.
Yeah.
When he was like, well, I had to have this procedure now. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. It's Game 7.
Can you recall
the most important team of a game of the year?
Can you recall a player just like that wasn't, you know, like had a concussion or something, just
blowing off a game?
Just blowing, like not being at a game?
At a Game 7 while he was there the whole entire play. The team had a chance to go to the finals.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why you wouldn't, unless you had a concussion or something, or like a huge back issue or something. I can't, what's your incentive?
He did not want to be there sitting and watching his team lose to LeBron James and his old team in Game 7. No. That's all it comes down to.
Well, then it's a good thing he's in competitive sports.
Well, I mean, dude, it's all we're hearing. And by the way, not to go back to Stephen A. Smith, but Stephen A. Smith yesterday, who I know has like defended Kyrie Irving in the past, said this about what he's hearing in Brooklyn.
Here's the important point. Again, highlighting one last time, the disagreement between he and I with Boston is he blames a lot more on Kyrie than I do. I look at the decision by Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge to insert Gordon Hayward into that lineup. But to buffer your point, Max, I will tell you this. I am not hearing good things about Kyrie in Brooklyn.
Already?
I'm talking about you're hearing. I haven't spoken. Listen, you're just hearing about the mood that people are putting stuff out there. I don't think it's fair. Huh. I don't know how accurate it is.
Yeah.
But I am telling, if Kyrie's listening, I'm telling you there's stuff circulating out there about him from an attitude perspective. I don't think it's right.
Maybe he's frustrated having to carry the load.
All right. So Chuck Daly, when he coached the Pistons, used to say that college basketball is fun and the NBA is a nightmare. So, and that was back in the day. I mean, he had guys like Rick Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer that would fight for him. So, the situation in Brooklyn is interesting because they have a coach who's very innovative. They have a program that's very innovative, and they've had success, unexpected success with this in the way that they're developing guys. Now, if you talk to general managers or you talk to people that manage at any professional level, they'll tell you, you know, I'll take, you know, we'll kind of super serve a superstar, and they're not going to have to do all this stuff. But to navigate that has got to be impossible with a guy like Kyrie Irving.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine the amount of time that you have to spend, you know, in how much do you let him get away with? And where does he have to go? And
interpreting his code that he speaks in, like, hey, what does democracy mean to you?
This goes back to Duke, guys. Like, Krzyzewski couldn't even, like, this guy hurt his foot, and they were like, all right, we're shutting you down. He still was the number one pick.
Right.
I just wanted to square away one thing. The schedule is actually interesting. It's the Kings tonight, then they play the Knicks Sunday, they play the Cavs on Monday night, and then it's Celtics, back-to-back, home and home.
Oh, okay.
So it's the Cavs and then the Celtics.
Well, the Cavs, he has played against the Cavs like since then. Obviously, with LeBron not being there, that doesn't matter anything to him, I don't think, anymore.
Big Kevin Love.
But to tell you the truth, like, if it's them, you play Sunday against the Knicks, you probably, either you let him sit the next 2 games, and then he comes back and plays the home Brooklyn game against the Celtics.
Yeah, he is. I mean, if they do a video tribute, he's going to get killed. And I heard people saying, well, you know, why would they do a video tribute? Do they do a video tribute to everyone? When Kelly Olynyk came back, they did a video tribute. And really, I mean, he didn't win anything. I know he did have that awesome game, which was amazing.
And he was drafted here.
And what would they show, honestly, in a Kyrie Irving? And honestly,
I can't think of a moment.
Yeah, like, what's a moment that they
could show? I can't think of a Kyrie Irving moment.
As they said, just show the commercial of him saying, I want my number retired in the rafters here. Just show that. And let the
show
crowd
get
the yuckas out.
Show his seat at the Game 7. Like, make that, you know, the Ted Williams seat at Fenway? Make it the Kyrie Irving
Dan's
seat.
Got a great idea. It should start off, all the lights go down, and up on the Jumbotron, you just see the jersey with a number 11 on it. And it hangs on there for about a good 20 seconds. Everyone gets their stuff out, and then it slowly zooms out, and it's Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter's the man.
I mean, that would be awesome. And just Enes Kanter just does the thumbs up like this.
I don't know how you navigate a guy like that. It's got to just be impossible.
Well, I mean, I kind of felt that way with Rondo, but at least Rondo got out there.
Here's what I've heard about Rondo, is that Rondo was exceptionally intelligent, and he was compared to the kid that they got from Indiana in terms of basketball IQ.
Langford.
This guy was comparing the two. And in that, Langford will ask questions of why. Mm-hmm. So Rondo would ask why, and if he was unsatisfied with the answer, he would then move on to different coaches until he was satisfied with an answer. That, at the end of the day, is basketball related. But if you're Kyrie Irving, I mean, he practiced. I mean, like, Rondo practiced and stuff. With someone like Kyrie Irving, the amount of massaging and figuring out, I mean, the psychology of the whole thing has got to be just impossible. And it's so seductive because you see that talent and you go, oh, man, if we had that guy.
I still don't blame the Brooklyn Nets for signing him, because it was a package deal.
Right.
You knew the whole time.
You had to take
– if I'm an owner – I'm signing whoever you want to get Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's won championships. This guy is one of the best in the league.
And then you had to take Shemp.
And right. If you wanted Mo, you needed Shemp.
Yeah, you had to take DeAndre Jordan for some unknown reason.
And they had a good system in place last year. They were a playoff team.
Well, you've read about the system that they had in place.
Dude, they were the Celtics innovative before Kyrie showed up.
Right.
Like, they had an innovative coach, a bunch of young players who were on the way up who overachieved. They were the Celtics before Kyrie showed up.
I don't know. I see how seductive it would be. I just don't know. And then they want Durant to be the guy who controls him. And I don't know.
I've never been a guy who wants to go to a game just to boo someone. I've just never done that. Man, that Wednesday game is going to be fun.
Yeah.
If he shows up.
Yeah.
It's going to be deafening.
Yeah, I think Rondo's tantrums were basketball related. At least
that's fair. That makes sense.
I think. I don't think he was pleasant to work with, but I mean, it was more cerebral than Kyrie Irving just deciding he's going to miss Game 7. So I don't know. All right, we'll be right back.
98.5 Toucher and Rich.
Yeah. I thought for a second this was the Egyptian Lover. I thought for a second it was, they like the cars that go boom, 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 boom.
Supersonic.
Yeah. All right. By the way, they just said showed Dolly Parton on television. How old is Dolly Parton?
She's 70-something, right?
I mean, I would very, very much still like to make love to that woman.
There was an article in yesterday's, I think, New York Times that said, in this time where everybody can't agree on anything, the one thing we can all agree on is that Dolly Parton rules.
Yeah. I don't even care about her music.
I've seen Dolly Parton probably 7 times in concert. I love the old school country stuff, and it is one of the most hysterical mixes of people that you'll ever see. I saw her in Dallas.
Well, there's got to be a bunch of gay dudes.
So here's what it is. It is old school cattle barons with their giant cowboy hats and like their women, their wives who have the huge hair and they're all done up with their makeup sitting right next to drag queens.
Yeah.
And nobody gives a rat's ass who they're sitting next to. They're all having the time of their life.
No.
It's awesome.
You can't not enjoy yourself. I don't even know her music that well.
Jolene.
I
Will Always Love You.
I only know a little bit of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas because when I was a child, I could only get probably about 5 minutes into it before it had served its purpose.
Working 9 to 5. You know a ton of her songs.
I know Working 9 to 5.
Here I come again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Islands in the Stream, which was the punchline to a Dolly Parton joke.
Yeah. It's like, what do you call a Dolly Parton in a bathtub?
Islands in the Stream. That's right.
And she's been married this whole time, I think, to someone who likes to stay out of the spotlight.
I know that she kind of worked her way up. Many people say that she would date and marry people to kind of build up her status. So Porter Wagner, she kind of left behind. That was the I think she wrote that about "I Will Always Love You," that song about him.
You know, there's no way she could have resisted Burt Reynolds on the set of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Possibly.
Yeah, there's no way that she could have avoided that whole thing. All right, there is Lil Nas X. He's been on TV a lot. I got him right.
You did. I knew it took a little bit, but you knew.
I knew Old Town Road, baby. Don't you worry about it. I know all about it. Patrice Bergeron going to join us at 9:20. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.